Lila Rose wins abortion debate at Yale, says Charlie Kirk was inspiration. By Katherine Hamilton on September 19, 2025. Lila Rose, president and founder of the pro-life organization Live Action, won an abortion debate at Yale University on Tuesday against former president of Catholics for Free Choice Frances Kissling. Following an hour-long debate at the Yale Political Union, YPU, the nation's oldest and largest society for collegiate debate, the student audience overwhelmingly voted for Rose's pro-life argument over Kissling's pro-abortion argument, 60-31. Debate just ended. We won. The room voted for the pro-life side. Yale organizer was shocked. Change is here. Thank you for praying, Rose posted to X after the vote. Rose posted a separate video to X before the debate saying she had originally said no to the event a few weeks ago and had tried to find a replacement for her. She said she changed her mind after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10 at Utah Valley University. After receiving that gut-wrenching news that Charlie had been killed, I felt a strong sense of calling that I should do it and go to Yale, she said. It is more important than ever for people of faith and conscience to not be afraid right now, she said. To speak the truth with love. To speak out on behalf of the vulnerable. The debate over the resolution Choice Over Life notably occurred a week after Yale voted against the resolution Violence is Never the Answer, according to the Yale Daily News. Related, Vance lays out data showing political violence more acceptable among far left. The vote on that resolution occurred the evening before 31-year-old Kirk, a conservative firebrand and devout follower of Jesus Christ, was shot and killed in front of thousands of people. The abortion debate drew a packed crowd amid heightened security following the assassination of Kirk, per the report. Watch the full debate. Rose, who exposed Planned Parenthood practices in 2011 undercover videos, argued that abortion is always the intentional killing of a human being. She pointed to the irrefutable science of conception and discussed atrocities throughout history that occurred after human beings were labeled as lesser or subhuman, such as the Holocaust and slavery. When you strip people of their humanity, you open the door to every kind of violence, she said. She also rejected the claim that abortion enables women's empowerment and said men should also be responsible for unborn children, arguing in favor of paying child support during pregnancy. She additionally argued in favor of making childbirth free and for empowering families through tax credits and supporting organizations that provide assistance to pregnant women and young mothers. Kissling's pro-abortion argument was more anecdotal and rambling, with the ex-nun-turned-abortionist and abortion activist ultimately arguing that women's interests should be prioritized over the lives of unborn babies. I tend to favor more the value of women's lives, their health, their partners, their children, and that value becomes especially important if and when they become pregnant, particularly when they didn't intend to, Kissling said. In her ending remarks, she essentially said some human lives are more valuable than others, asking students to consider a hypothetical situation in which they had to choose to either save a poor family of six or a doctor who was about to cure cancer from a burning building. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.